In mid-March 1942, some 75 to 80% of all victims of the Holocaust were still alive, while 20 to 25% had perished. A mere 11 months later, in mid-February 1943, the percentages were exactly the reverse. At the core of the Holocaust was a short, intense wave of mass murder. The center of gravity of this mass murder was Poland, where in March 1942, despite 2.5 years of terrible hardship, deprivation, and persecution, every major Jewish community was still intact, and where 11 months later, only the remnants of Polish Jewry survived in a few rump ghettos and labor camps. In short, the German attack on the Jews of Poland was not a gradual or incremental program stretched over a long period of time, but a veritable blitzkrieg, a massive offensive requiring the mobilization of large numbers of shock troops. This offensive, moreover, came just when the German war effort in Russia hung in the balance, a time period that opened with the renewed German thrust toward the Crimea and the Caucasus, and closed with a disastrous defeat at Stalingrad. If the German military offensive of 1942 was ultimately a failure, the blitzkrieg against the Jews, especially in Poland, was not. We have long known how the Jews in the major ghettos, especially Warsaw and Łódź, were murdered. But most Polish Jews lived in smaller cities and towns, whose populations were often more than 30% Jewish, and in some cases, even 80 or 90%. How had the Germans organized and carried out the destruction of this widespread Jewish population? And where had they found the manpower during this pivotal year of the war for such an astounding logistical achievement in mass murder? The personnel of the death camps was quite minimal, but the manpower needed to clear the smaller ghettos, to round up and either deport or shoot the bulk of Polish Jewry, was not. My search for the answers to these questions led me to the town of Ludwigsburg near Stuttgart. Here is located the Central Agency for the State Administrations of Justice, Zentrale Stelle der Landesjustizverwaltungen, the Federal Republic of Germany's Office for Coordinating the Investigation of Nazi Crimes. I was working through their extensive collection of indictments and judgments for virtually every German trial of Nazi crimes committed against the Jews of Poland when I first encountered the indictment concerning Reserve Police Battalion 101, a unit of the German Order Police. Though I had been studying archival documents and court records of the Holocaust for nearly 20 years, the impact this indictment had upon me was singularly powerful and disturbing. Never before had I encountered the issue of choice so dramatically framed by the course of events and so openly discussed by at least some of the perpetrators. Never before had I seen the monstrous deeds of the Holocaust so starkly juxtaposed with the human faces of the killers. It was immediately clear from the indictment, which contained quite extensive verbatim quotations from pre-trial interrogations of battalion members, that the case was based upon an unusually rich collection of testimonies. Moreover, many of these testimonies had a feel of candor and frankness conspicuously absent from the exculpatory, alibi-laden, and mendacious testimony so often encountered in such court records. The investigation and legal prosecution of Reserve Police Battalion 101 had been a decade-long process from 1962 to 1972, conducted by the Office of the State Prosecutor, Staatsanwaltschaft, in Hamburg. This office, surely one of the most diligent and committed prosecutors of Nazi crimes in all of the Federal Republic, still had custody of the court records relating to the case, and I successfully applied for permission to see them. Unlike so many of the Nazi killing units, whose membership can only be partially reconstructed, Reserve Police Battalion 101's roster was available to the investigators. As most of the men came from Hamburg, and many still lived there at the time of the investigation,